It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. General David Petraeus, the commander in Iraq, visits Congress today. At the same time, the House votes on a bill that will directly affect his mission in Iraq. The measure would fund the war for the rest of the fiscal year while also setting a timetable for the withdrawal of U.S. forces. Yesterday, President Bush repeated his promise to veto that bill because of the timeline, and both sides engaged in some heated rhetoric, as NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The nastiest exchange occurred in the hallway outside the Senate chamber. Vice President Dick Cheney has lunch with Senate Republicans just about every Tuesday in the Capitol, but no one recalled him ever stopping to talk to reporters on his way out until yesterday.
Some Democratic leaders seem to believe that blind opposition to the new strategy in Iraq is good politics. Senator Reid himself has said that the war in Iraq will bring his party more seats in the next election. It is cynical to declare that the war is lost because you believe it gives you political advantage.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's office is literally steps from the microphone where Cheney launched his barbed attack. A few moments later, Reid stepped from that office and replied to the vice president with some barbs of his own.
The president sends out his attack dog often. That's also known as Dick Cheney. And he was here again today, attacking not only me, but the Democratic caucus.
The background to all that was Reid's remarks last week that the war in Iraq was lost. Not all Democrats would go that far, but almost all do feel it's time to end the U.S. involvement in Iraq. The measure the House votes on today and the Senate is expected to take up tomorrow sets a non-binding goal of next spring for the troops to be out and orders the withdrawal to begin as soon as this July. President Bush has repeatedly said he'll veto the measure, and yesterday he blasted Democrats' determination to send it to him just the same.
And they chose to make a political statement. That's their right, but it is wrong for our troops and it's wrong for our country. To accept the bill proposed by the Democratic leadership would be to accept a policy that directly contradicts the judgment of our military commanders.
That charge touched a nerve with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
I thought when the president accused us of politics in this very thoughtful bill that it was beneath the dignity of the issue that we're talking about here. The war in Iraq is the biggest ethical issue facing our country.
While the president is sending General Petraeus to brief lawmakers on the progress of the surge in Iraq, Democrats are fighting back with quotes from their own list of retired generals who support the Democrats' bill to withdraw forces from the country. Illinois Democrat Jan Schakowsky, a founding member of the Out of Iraq Caucus, said nothing she might hear from Petraeus would deter her from supporting the withdrawal measure.
We've had absolutely the worst weeks ever, both in terms of U.S. troops and Iraqis, and Baghdad is just a mess. The Iraqis themselves don't want a wall. We're going to now start building walls. I mean, it's utter chaos. It's a tragedy. It's a disaster.
The House earlier narrowly approved an Iraq funding bill that set a firm date for withdrawal. The compromise measure lawmakers take up today is somewhat weaker in that respect in order to win support from Senate Democrats. Still, Democratic Congressman Jim McGovern of Massachusetts will support the compromise, even though he wants the troops out now.
Those of us who are against the war really have no choice. If we were to vote down this conference report and give the president what he wants, and that's a victory for President Bush. That will be an affirmation for him that somehow his policy of surge and escalation is what is desired.
Still, the House vote is likely to be close, with little Republican support expected. All the harsh rhetoric of the past few days seems, if nothing else, to have hardened the two sides' positions. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.